This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega, in for Joanne Allen. Governor Jared Polis is calling for a range of federal policies to help aid people who have lost their livelihoods because of the response to the novel coronavirus.
I hope our federal delegation and the administration think big and take the steps needed now to help stabilize jobs and the economy so Colorado families and families across our country are able to put food on the table.
Polis wants Congress to increase safety net funding for Medicaid, food stamps, and child care vouchers. He also supports federal efforts to send at least $2,000 in cash aid to every American and to take more action to prevent debt collection, foreclosures, and evictions during the crisis. Small businesses in Colorado are also now eligible to apply for federal loans to help them weather restrictions on their work. Officials at Denver International Airport made their final payment to a contractor it split with over delayed renovations to the main terminal building. DIA ended their contract with Great Hall Partners last year over cost overruns and other disagreements. The last payment made this week means the airport has reimbursed the contractor more than $180 million, less than the nearly $300 million Great Hall wanted. A new contractor recently resumed construction on the terminal. It is 22 degrees and overcast, pretty gray out in Denver right now. There is a chance of snow showers on and off this afternoon and an even higher chance of snow tonight. Meanwhile, in Grand Junction, it is 46 and mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers this afternoon. You're listening to CPR News.